Build self-esteem, but not to the point of delusion. What a really interesting quote from Gary Vaynerchuk in a recent blog that I was listening to. And for me, that's a really, really interesting thing to be thinking about when you're both parenting and also in any kind of leadership or management role. Just think about the words there. Build self-esteem, but not to the point of delusion. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. It wasn't exactly what he said, but that was what he said. And I think it's just so, so interesting that all the time when we're both a parent and some kind of leader in a business or organisational role, we spend a lot of time encouraging, motivating and building people, little individuals or more mature individuals, building them up to very much to a point where they are able to self-fulfill, I guess. And I think that's really what we're trying to do here, is enabling an individual by giving them encouragement and probably evidence, a lot of evidence around, you know, how well they could do. Not necessarily, though, based on how well they can do. And of course, there is this really, really fine line when you think about self improvement, self-development, and actually having some kind of goal that is possibly way beyond the physical or emotional or intellectual abilities of you as an individual. And of course, that means that what you're doing is you're creating this expectation and belief, probably a belief that you can manifest a world, a life, a job role, a future career, even if you're just starting out as a young adult, manifesting this world of the future. Often we hear young people say, "Oh, I want to be a billionaire," but actually have no goal, no physical plan for actually how to achieve it. And it's just this aspiration that's out there without any kind of grounding or basis on either abilities, either situation and context, or ideas. You know, they don't naturally know how they're going to do it. Now, of course, if you're a big believer in the law of attraction, that little bit doesn't matter. Now, I am very much an advocate of the law of attraction in the way that it kind of creates the environment around you and the awareness, the self-awareness, to be able to live mindfully in pursuit of that goal, if you like, or that future scenario or situation. But for me, if that is actually built on the basis of delusion and this high expectation, and it is an expectation, it is more than, hey, I'm driving to achieve this or I'm actually trying to get there. It's much more just on an expectation that, well, if I just say it, it's going to happen. Now, of course, I think for those of us who've been doing this kind of stuff for quite some time, we know that that obviously is not the case. No amount of laziness and no amount of lack of focus on the end goal that you might be aspiring to is going to help you. So this is all about reality. Building self-esteem is just a wonderful thing to be doing for and on behalf of anybody. Encouraging somebody to be their best self is a really lovely thing. I mean, it is, you know, ultimately as a human being, it is something that, you know, gives us the most return, I guess, in terms of the value that we've been giving to the world. And it's really, really important that we continue to do this. And so what I'm saying is rather than sort of saying, hey, you can be anything, or hey, you know, you can achieve whatever you want to achieve, it's actually saying you can be your best self. You can actually be the best person that you can be. You can live mindfully. You can live kindly. You can be authentic and true and kind. And all of these things going together are wrapped up in being just a really great human being. Now, manifesting from that will be good things. I think everybody who has seen people who behave and act in this way, they surround themselves with similarly, you know, positive but practical people. They've surrounded themselves with people and situations and scenarios that serve them. So there is a really, really great thing in this whole idea of building self-esteem up to a really high level so that you feel and you think in a really positive way, but not to the point of delusion. So it is about self-reflection. It is about, okay, what do I have to offer? What are the things I can bring to this world? What are the skills? What are the, you know, sort of higher values I can bring? What is my purpose? You know, what are those things that, you know, are really going to make a difference in this world? And then using those things to, you know, kind of shape, I guess, and sort of give a tone of voice and a style to you as an individual. And of course, around that comes positive feelings, positive thoughts. And it's a great place to be. It's a great situation to live in. And it allows you to give of the best of yourself. And that obviously is really key. But if we start to motivate others to being more than they are capable, or more than they are sort of physically able, or more than they're intellectually able to do, then what we do is we start to inherently build in disappointment. Because as people find that they start then to struggle beyond that point of self-esteem and this expectation on them that, oh my gosh, I have to sort of live up to this, you know, higher level of being, of which, you know, it feels really uncomfortable because I don't think that's me, or, you know, the world is forcing me to be this person and I don't think I can live up to it. And of course, that is fundamentally wrong. So for me, that Gary Vaynerchuk quote was just so, so clear and so, so pure. And I just thought, oh, I have to just share this and just talk a little bit about this, because I think it is so important that when we are helping people, when we're motivating, when we're leading or managing or being a parent, of course, that one fundamental responsibility that we have to bring somebody else up into this world in the right way. You know, that fundamental of being a parent. And when we're doing this, yes, let's build self-esteem. Nothing greater than somebody who is self-confident, self-aware, and kind and true. But at the same time, let's keep this sort of, you know, based on some kind of reality. Doesn't have to be, you know, a reality of today. It could be a reality of tomorrow. It could be something that you expect people or your child to maybe aspire to. And that's great. You know, I'm totally, totally behind stretching boundaries, but not to the point of delusion. Not to tell somebody you can be whoever and whatever you want to be. That clearly is not going to serve them well in the future. And helping them to understand what their skill sets and experience and knowledge and abilities and capabilities are with what they've been born with, the DNA, the physical makeup of that person, you know, how they are sort of in a pure personality sense. All of those things go together to create that individual, and that's what we need to be building, self-esteem based on that context, not to the point of delusion.